It's another edition of the Midweek Minute with the superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, it's one of the most wonderful times of the year, with the exception of Christmas time, of course. It's homecoming.
Yes.
I'm so excited about this. Homecoming is just always a great time. A lot of chaos going on in school during this time of the year. You know, kids are just unruly. Heaven help us if there are any tests during homecoming week, right? Yes.
Never
any tests. Angel's saying she's going to give a test. We're going to get to Angel in just a second. But why are we talking about homecoming? And who do we have today as a guest? Tell us about it.
So homecoming festivities begin next week.
Yep.
And of course, the game being that Friday against Marbury. We have Miss Angel Butler here talking to us today. She is a math teacher at Sylacauga High School, but she's also one of the SGA sponsors. And as you know, SGA really organizes the festivities for homecoming, including whatever activities might occur at the school, the parade. And this year, for the first time ever, they're going to do a homecoming dance. Mm-hmm. And that was something that had to have approval by the administration there at the high school. And so they had to do a presentation on what it would entail, why they wanted to do it, all the logistics. And so the administration gave them the okay to do the homecoming dance.
I love it. Angel, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
We're excited about homecoming.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
I have not.
Well, you've got a smile across your face. It looks like you're just super excited about being here. I know Kyle's tuning in right now listening to this. He's like, I hope she doesn't say anything embarrassing. No, I'm just playing. Okay. No, you're going to be great. I'm so excited that you're here. We're just so excited to talk about homecoming because it's really the most lively time of the school year, really. And probably one of the most exciting times aside from the end of school, right? Graduation. Yes. and what to expect there for the summer break. So you, are an 10th through 12th math teacher.
Yes, sir.
And Dr. Eller was just saying just a few moments ago, before we got on the air, your students, really quick, just about this for a minute, because this is really at the core of academia here.
Right.
Your students have scored phenomenally higher than the average state assessment. Is that right?
On the AP exams.
On the AP exam.
Yes. That AP exam is really hard.
I took the AP exam.
Right? So not only did they make a qualifying score, but she had a greater percentage make a qualifying score than the state average.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. It's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, they're rock stars. So that's actually this year's senior group that I had last year as juniors in the AP pre-cal class.
Awesome.
So they, when they qualify, they actually can clip out of Math 112 and 113, which is fantastic. So they blew it out of the water. Their ACT scores also went up. Like, they're an incredible class.
Good for you. Good for you. It's going to make you feel good about your teachers in that position. Okay. Back to homecoming for just a minute. What can we expect for next week in terms of what the SGA brings to the table, in terms of preparation and what goes into it, and how you get the kids and the students riled up?
Okay. So starting off, we know that homecoming is next week, which is technically school days the 6th through the 10th. However, SGA stuff is going to start on the 5th, so we actually start float decorating on the 5th on that Sunday afternoon at the Armory, which was American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that, and then we also have so we're going to be decorating from the 5th until the 8th, so Monday through Wednesday, and then we actually have the parade on that Thursday. So the parade is actually going to be at 4:00 that afternoon, and it will do its normal route. We have to remember that 6th Street is going to be closed, so we just have to be mindful of that between 3:30, 4:00. It'll definitely be closed probably until about 5:00. And then the homecoming game's on the 10th, and then we have the homecoming dance on the 11th. SGA is very involved in trying to keep just the excitement up, making sure that communication has been spread throughout the entire community and school system, but just making things fun for the kids. So they design all the games and stuff that we do during the pep rally. So we'll have a couple of different things happening on the 9th and the 10th. We actually have one of our clubs in the school is actually doing a lip sync battle for the teachers, and we're doing that like I think on the 6th or the 7th, which is just going to be fun. And then we do have an assembly on the 8th for one of our focus groups is doing an assembly that day. But we do have some fun things happening on the 9th and the 10th for our student body, and we look forward to that.
This is, it's going to, the calendar is huge in terms of what you're going to be doing. Who's responsible for coming up with the days, the theme days? Is that just the Student Government Association body?
Our Student Government Association, they do that, and they kind of talk about it over the summer.
Yeah.
The seniors kind of overall decide, like, hey, what themes are we actually going with? They're actually also the ones that decide, like, the themes for the student sections for the football games and the basketball games. So they have a big hand in it and what kind of themes we have for that. So do you want to hear the themes?
Yeah, I was just going to say, let me get the whole breakdown of what we can expect.
All right, so for the themes for the week, and I know that the other school systems like Indian Valley, Pinecrest, and Nicholas Austin, sometimes they'll do something like ours. They might make up their own twist on it, just whatever accommodates their students best. But what we're doing on Monday is going to be really fun. I'm sure my children will be very jealous of this when I dress up as one of these characters if they don't dress up at it at Pinecrest and Indian Valley. So Monday is going to be suit up, and it's going to be Marvel versus DC. So you dress up like a superhero character. Tuesday, honestly, is my favorite one. It's classroom swap. I've been wanting to do this for years, so I'm so glad the admin said yes to this. But it's dress as your favorite teacher or administrator, but the teachers are supposed to dress like the students. So okay. It's something that's gone viral, like, online, and I'm so excited about it because I can't wait to
What does that entail exactly?
I can't wait to wear some, like, Nike long socks with, like, some Birkenstock slides. Okay. Like, I can't wait to Perfect. Do that and just show up to school looking like that.
I love it.
And then on Wednesday, we have Way Back Wednesday. So the seniors are going to dress up like kings and queens. The juniors are going to dress up like ancient Egypt. And then sophomores are pirates, and the freshmen are gladiators.
Yeah.
So,
not 30 years, not to the early 80s. We're talking about way back.
Right. Yeah. I was kind of wanting a decade day, but, you know, they're a little bit burnout on that. And but the one good thing, and I'm just going to say this, I don't know if this is loud, but if students are wondering what kind of props they can get, you know, Spirit Halloween's in town, they can go get some stuff there. So, There's that. And then on Thursday we have
free plug.
That's right. And then on Thursday we have a class Olympics, which is seniors are going to wear black, juniors wear red, sophomores wear blue, and freshmen wear green. And then Friday obviously is Aggie Pride, so they just wear some type of Aggie apparel. They do classy Aggie, and they wear their black and their red. So
man, a lot going on.
Yes.
Dr. Eller, what do you enjoy most about homecoming? I mean, you have been around other schools in your lifetime and your tenure, and you've kind of seen a wide swath of what and how other schools celebrate homecoming. What does this mean to you in your position?
I think there's something to be said about having pride in your school. Mm-hmm. And so the homecoming week really helps to instill that pride, that camaraderie. You know, they're able to, you know, I helped do floats for a decade with homecoming, and we were very fortunate where I was teaching that we had a large warehouse downtown that allowed us to bring our floats in, very mm-hmm. similar to what the Legion is doing with us with the Armory. And that helped just keep everybody's floats safe and mm-hmm. secure, gave us a great place to work on the floats. And you know, as you're stuffing the millions of pieces of tissue and spray painting and making the cardboard, there's just something to be said about the class all coming together and working for a common goal. And we were always so excited. I was the junior class sponsor for a decade, and we were always so excited to win, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. our floats at the end and just know that our class all worked together on it. And so just to see that excitement with the students, I love that for them. And like I said, I love the opportunity for them to highlight their school, have the school pride.
Yeah.
And then we want them to come back. We want them to come back every year for homecoming.
Yeah.
And still feel a little bit part of Silicaca High School and the great things that we're doing each and every day.
It's a special feeling to be able to go back to your alma mater and just rekindle the relationships and the memories.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. It's what it's all about. And
and it takes a lot of work, and you know, I appreciate the work that Miss Butler does, the work that Miss Moyer does as well with overseeing SGA. You know, that's a lot of extra time that, you know, nobody compensates you for that. They
Correct.
Don't compensate you for helping with the floats. They don't compensate you for organizing the parade and all those things, but you do that because you love the students.
Yeah.
And you want them to be involved, and it's just exciting to see. So I appreciate so much the work that they put in and the hours they put in for our students. And we love for the community to come out. You know, we want to see the whole community at the parade. We're having to shift things a little bit on the parade than normal. You know, we do share a field with Comer, and mm-hmm. they do have a game that night. So we're trying to be very cognizant of that and ensuring that we still enjoy our festivities with the parade, but we also clear out and
right.
allow them the time to prepare for their game that night.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, our homecoming game will be the next night.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah, it's important, you know, to work with the community as good community partners, and
yes.
And we're just looking forward to it all. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait for it. You can find out more on the school website, scsboe.org. You can follow the Student Government Association on Instagram at Sylacauga SGA, and get all the information there. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. Good deal. Looking forward to it. It's going to yes. be a lot of fun. Miss Angel Butler, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And Dr. Eller, yes. thank you. We're looking thank forward you. To a big win on Friday night.
We are. Go Aggies.
Go Aggies.